So it's the final day of the Latitude Festival. It's Henham Park near Southwold. Thousands of people have been enjoying the music, the comedy, the theatre over the last couple of days, and a drink or two probably as well. There is obviously medical help on site for those who need it, but there's also spiritual support too. Paul Sheehan has been to meet one of the festival pastors.
There's an awful lot of things going on at the festival. I've just stumbled across Michael Koenigke playing a secret set for Danny Boyle's film. There's a queue stretching back a couple of hundred people to go lake swimming. And I am at the festival pastor tent. Not necessarily something you would expect for a festival, but along with The Killers, Old Jay and Rag and Bowman, there are also on-site pastors to care for people's spiritual needs. I'm now with Peter Livy at the festival pastor's tent. Peter, tell me about the work you do here on-site at Latitude.
Hi, well, festival pastors are based in the village in our cafe, as in previous years, in fact since 2011. And the cafe we're at just now, it's our chill out cafe, and it's open from 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. And this year we have musicians, we have artists. So around us we've got some interactive media going on at the moment, where folks that come in can participate in creating a piece of art. We've got some people that are weaving, again interactive, and some artists just outside near the entrance painting as folk are coming in. And we have some musicians this year. We've got somebody just tuning up at the moment there. And this is really a place for people to come and chill out. There's a little prayer tree that people put their prayers on over there. And there's lots of refreshments as folks are coming in to get some teas and coffees, etc.
How does the festival work for you? Is Saturday the busiest day? Sunday? Is there a peak time for the pastor's tent?
Probably Saturday's the peak day. But the quietest day is probably Thursday when the place opens. But then every morning we've got a large queue going outside the tent, and that continues for a few hours in the morning. And we've also got pastors on patrol, and while the stuff's going on in the tent, the festival pastors in their pink tabards are out on patrol between about all the daylight hours from 8 a.m. And they offer practical help to folks, a listening ear, hand out stay safe leaflets, advice about any substances and what to do in case of MD has any medical issues. And at night, they patrol the wooded area from 10 p.m. Friday, Saturday and Sunday. So lots of interaction with the campers, give out Freddos, love hearts, and break up any queues if they build up at the entrance.
So who came up with the idea for festival pastors? Where did it come from?
Well, several years ago we were invited by Festival Republic to be a presence and to offer practical help and safety advice to folk that were attending Latitude, so just to make it, you know, somewhere that folks could feel a bit safer. And wandering about in our patrols and our pink tabards is kind of how it began. Then the prayer tent arrived, and then Festival Republic offered us this lovely marquee so that we could raise some funds for the charity, because we do this voluntarily.
And so what are the backgrounds of the pastors? Are you all in ministry, or is this doctors and nurses and accountants and all sorts?
Well, folks come from all walks of life. Festival Pastors is part of the Town Pastors movement, which is active throughout East Anglia. So most of the schemes are in Suffolk, some are in Norfolk, and all the festival pastor patrolling volunteers are all trained in first aid, substance abuse, personal safety, and a whole range of other things. These guys are normally out at night in places like Ipswich and Felixstowe and Lowestoft, etc., just being a presence and helping folks at nightclubs and those kind of environments.
So finally, I won't keep you. You've got important work to do, but there's a rousing version of Benny King, Stand By Me, going on in the background. Will you get to see anyone on this festival?
Some of our volunteers have got a few spare hours. Unfortunately, I think I'll be so knackered, to be honest, that I'll be taking a rest and putting my feet up a wee bit later. But there are such wonderful things going on, from poetry and music to comedy, that some of our guys that have got the stamina go and indulge and listen to those things as well.
That's Peter Lovey, who's one of the festival pastors at the Latitude Festival. And I've got some of my colleagues here have got teenage youngsters who are at that festival. And I say thank you to all those town pastors, the festival pastors, because they do help us parents relax just a weeny bit. And a brilliant bit of work that they're doing there as well. It's so diverse, isn't it, the Latitude Festival, to have a prayer tent. You've got Suffolk Wildlife Trust. You've got huge music stages. You've got Gardener's Question Time. It's an amazing event and it's been going on all weekend. And in fact, you get a full flavour of that here on BBC Radio Suffolk today. Between 12 and 3 o'clock, Stephen Foster will be bringing his programme live, a special programme for you live between 12 and 3 here on BBC Radio Suffolk.